This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just doing it, whatever it is you do to stay in touch, stay involved, stay engaged. Like, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are involved, that you are engaged. And, you know, there's so much going on out there. I got to tell you, as you know, we have been talking about the Katie Hill thing for, I don't know, a couple of weeks now, 3 weeks. I'm not going to go through it again tonight. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But I've been getting calls from other reporters, from other services, other whatever you want to call them. And that's why I said whatever you want to call them. You decide, you know, LA Times and a few others. And it's like nothing that was in the story that was a problem, that they would have considered a problem. If you flip this, I know I started off running, right? If you flip this, and this was a Republican male, right? A Republican male doing all these things, forget about it. He would have resigned 2 days later, or within 2 days. They still want to bring him up on criminal charges. They would talk about how all the Republicans covered for him. And yet, these reporters are looking for one thing. They want to know how the pictures got out. Well, what does it matter? In all honesty, in all reality, what does it matter? If they were wrong, if what she was doing was wrong, then it should have got out. Information should get out. Don't they want transparency? Don't they want people to know what's right and what's wrong and what's going on? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Believe it or not, you can watch live, you can listen live there. There's a lot happening there. You can take the poll. I mean, seriously, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening up on the website. Read the stories. Comment on the stories. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean, again, a lot of stuff going on here in California. It truly is like all we do is we seem to be able to track the biggest nut jobs known to mankind. And I say that with all love and respect. You know what I'm saying? Because now that Katie Hill has resigned, apparently her seat is now open to pretty much anybody. And the reason I said I find this interesting, and not that I believe this person to be guilty, because I don't know. In everything that has gone on in Obama's administration, Obama's DOJ, now that we're finding out what Mueller, whatever his name is, was really about, how he bullied and lied, and I'm going to say it, he had to have lied. Or told his men or people filling out these reports to lie to a certain degree. They were pushing the witnesses to lie. They were pushing people to lie. Now, former Trump staffer, notice the headline. Former Trump staffer indicted in Russia investigation, George Papadopoulos, files for Katie Hill's seat. That's 25th Congressional District. Now, he served 12 days in prison for allegedly lying to investigators. Now, we're finding out Now, some of these guys were forced to lie for a lesser sentence. Right? This is all coming back up again. I don't know how much longer we're going to let, you know, Comey and Mueller and the rest of them get away with this. I'm hoping that Bill Barr comes down with a stack. I hope he comes down with a stack of indictments as big as the original ACA, volumes of ACA paperwork. What do you think? At least that's where I'm at. So Papadopoulos, and again, I'm not believing he's guilty at this point. Not with everything else I've seen come down in the Mueller case. Here's where my heartburn is with this. He's now filed an FEC with the FEC today. That's the Federal Election Commission. For his intent to run for the 25th district. He doesn't live here. One of the things that I'll tell you that drives me nuts is people that do not live in the district they run for. Now, if you grew up there, you spent 40 years or 45 years of your life and you moved next door and you're just outside the district line, that's a different story. But when you don't live anywhere near the place and you decide you could do better than somebody who wasn't there, you don't know the culture, you don't know the people, you don't know the environment. You have no business being here, and I don't care. This is the difference between Republicans and Democrats, who big degree, okay? I don't care that he's a Republican and I'm a Republican. He shows up here, I'm going to do what I can to work against him. There's no reason for him to be here. He doesn't know us. He announced his intention to run in California with a tweet in December 2018, but he didn't specify the 25th district. Right now, the former Trump staffer is the latest to jump into the race. Now, she technically, right, she resigned on Sunday, but she truly went through and announced it on Monday. They already had somebody set up for the seat on the Democrat side. You know that. We know that locally. Assemblywoman from state of California, Assemblywoman Chrissy Smith, has stepped in to help save. And the first thing she does is, wow, George Papa 19 is running CA-25. If he pled guilty to lying to the FBI, how do we know he'll tell us the truth? We deserve someone from our community serving our voice. Not a real Donald Trump wannabe. I find that really, really kind of fascinating. I mean, based on some of the people that Chrissy Smith has endorsed over the years, over the months, coming into the race. Right? And again, calling, this is, and they do, and they all do this, it makes me crazy. But calling Katie Hill a real patriot and hard worker, are you serious? That can take on a number of different meanings. But the more and more we find out as the days go on. And again, the Katie Hill thing for me is a dead deal, except they keep bringing it back up. They keep bringing it back out. I'm getting calls from reporters today. So as far as I'm concerned, it's still alive. And I know as the days go on, the more we find out. So she's admitted to having a relationship. But we're going to find out more after the break. Trouble Senior Host, we'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, you know, part of what makes things happen for real. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend hanging out with us and hopefully enjoying the show. I'm enjoying your company. You should be enjoying the show. Anyway, so as many of you know, where the show originates, out of California. We're in this 25th Assembly District, Congressional District. That's where Congresswoman Katie Hill just resigned. And I would like to believe it had something to do with some of the information we were able to put out. And What I love is the self-righteousness. Again, she resigned without any kind of apologies. This is great. So let's move past that a little bit. Then today, George Papadopoulos comes out and says that he's thinking about running for the seat, or he is going to run for the seat. And frankly, we don't want him. I don't care who you are. If you don't live here, if you don't know the culture, I don't want you here. A lot of us don't want you here. We've run off our own. Yes, that's right, conservative Republicans. We've run them off from this area because they don't live here. They're not involved. They're not engaged. Do you really want somebody who's going to come in? Does he really think that? See, he's pumping a book here soon. So maybe that's it. I don't know. I'll try to get him on the show and find out. So he announces his intention to run. California Assemblywoman Chrissy Smith, who now takes the seat that overlaps this area with the 25th kind of state districts, federal districts, that kind of stuff. Anyway, so Assemblymember Chrissy Smith, she announced her candidacy on Monday. I'm sure that was a last-minute decision. I'm sure that went over the weekend, I am sure. Because the Democrats don't do anything like knee-jerk like this. Not like the Republicans. They had to figure it out. They knew the direction they were going to go on Friday when they realized that Katie was on her way out the door. So Chrissy Smith puts out a message that says, hey, George is running the 25th. Didn't he plead guilty to lying to the FBI? How do we know he'll tell us the truth? We deserve someone from a community that serves as our voice. Isn't that rich? Considering all the wonderful things that she said about Katie Hill, who also lied to us. Right? And not only did Hill lie to us, right? But she sexually preyed upon subordinate staffers on her payroll. And Chrissy called her a patriot? That's okay? And again, running for Congress, we're going to do some stories on her as well when it comes to who she endorsed, how she endorsed, the kind of people she endorsed, because, you know, it's all about who you know. Just ask a Democrat. They'll tell you if it's about who you're hanging out with. Right? I mean, seriously, now think about something here. Katie Hill, now this is all out there. It's all public news, right? The young lady that Katie Hill was having an affair, not even an affair with, she wasn't having an affair with us. They were living in a truffle. That means there were three of them were living like husbands and wives, however it's called or referred to. So they were all living like they were all married to each other, right? And the woman in that relationship with Katie says to Katie that she's afraid of her. Think about that. Young girl. Now she's afraid of the relationship. Katie was the one who's saying that it was abusive by the husband, but we're finding out that may not be true. And even with all this said, right? Even with all this information, Chrissy reads accolades to Katie Hill. She's a patriot, and then she gets on Papadopoulos' case because. Do we want a liar to serve our community? Well, you were fine with Hill. There's that double standard that they just ignore like there's a disease there between the ears. It's what I've been saying. It's why we are never gonna get along again. You know why? Because when the left lies, it's justified, it's okay. And it's really not a lie because it's for your benefit. When the right does, it's crucifixion time. To put it bluntly and simply, that's exactly how they feel about it, and you know it. You see it, you know it, you hear it. And like I said, more to come, because there's no more political correctness for real. We cannot dance around the issues. In the same way I say Christie's wrong, the same way I say George Papadopoulos is off. He doesn't live here. He doesn't know us. He knows nothing about the community. He has no business coming in here. Absolutely none. The other beauty behind this, and again, I told you we'd go through some of her poor choices over the last year or so, Christie's. But think about this. They're even endorsing Gavin. She endorsed Gavin Newsom wholeheartedly because, you know, he's a Democrat. And look at the choices he's done in the state. And now, two things going on. Okay, this beautiful, wonderful state of Venezuela here, because, you know, we don't have power all the time anymore. Did you know that? Are some of you across the country really, really understanding the fact that our electricity now gets shut off like it does in Venezuela? We only have electricity so many times during the day because of the high winds. So what they want is they want to shut the electricity off so when those power lines fall, they don't spark and set off a fire. However, we've had several fires that had nothing to do with power lines. And they're being fueled by the underbrush that the state run by the Democrats, which include Christy Smith, they include Gavin Newsom, will not allow, because of the eco-freaks, they won't allow any foresting. They won't allow any cleanup. And I've got news for these eco-freaks. You know how Mother Nature used to clean up the forest? By fire. But you know better, I guess. I don't know. This is so perplexing, you almost can't wrap your mind around it. Now, to get even better, you know, I mean, look at North Korea. They have times by which they get electricity, too. And to add insult to injury, in Christy Smith's area, and Gavin Newsom, the two of them, there's no uproar. We have people whose power is being shut off, and their pumps are run by electricity. They have well water. It's the only way they can get water. So they got no electricity, and they have no water. Why? Because the state is run by Democrats. Because of the policies that the Democrats have put in place. And do you hear anybody yelling? I haven't. You'll blame the power companies because, you know, the state, especially while it's run by Democrats, the state can't be wrong. Gavin Newsom just redirected, in my mind, stole $5 billion out of a fund that was set aside to help, you know, take care of our freeways, highways, and so forth. Do you hear any Dems yelling? No. I'm telling you, man, this is not America anymore. This is now a continual civil war between Democrats and Republicans. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, the NASDAQ down 49. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back.
And I'm proud.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Really do appreciate the time you're with us. So I'm having these things where I'm watching what's going on with Adam Schiff and others. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. But, I mean, can you believe the Democrats are screaming about the liars that are coming out of the woodwork from that were in the Mueller investigation? And now they want to run for office or... they're making, I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. You've got people lying on your side on a regular basis. It's almost like, you know, breakfast and lying, and then lunch and lying, and dinner and lying. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. I'm not joking. I'm serious. It to me, it's always been this hypocrisy between both sides. And I know it's there. I'm not ignorant to it. Right? I mean, seriously. And you do need to make changes. And we do need to nail these people, both sides, for what they do wrong. Or for when they lie. Again, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the open seat, but it really technically it's not open yet. People don't realize that. All these people have thrown their hat in the ring. Katie Hill says that she's going to... she's going to resign, but she has not officially resigned. She may have said it on video, but there's no letter, as of today, there is no letter sitting in Speaker Pelosi's office that says, as of such and such a date, I resign, signed Katie Hill. It's not there. So, the last week, the House Ethics Committee opened an investigation on Hill. It involved allegations of sexual affairs with staffers, not a staffer, but staffers, right? And this was after Hill called for an investigation into the publication of explicit photos of herself that were posted online without her permission. Hill described her resignation as something that needs to happen to avoid further victimization of her supporters via a smear campaign, which I think is hilarious. I don't know what smear campaign. See, a smear campaign is what they do. They do so well. Come on, honestly, they do it. I mean, remember, from day one, impeach the president because of Russian interference. And that Russian interference took place while there was a Democrat president, but that's beside the point. I mean, when you go through all this to find out what's going on and what's happening, you see that, again, the nastiness, the dirtiness. I know some of you are upset with me already because I keep saying it's on both sides. It's always been on both sides. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I just find it interesting that they're not, again, they're not calling out their own. And they never will. I know that. I don't live in fantasy land. Okay? I know this isn't Disney. So, as some of you know, I wasn't the only, you know, there were other reporters on the right that called this out and dealt with this. But this online media site, Mediate, I guess, is it. I don't want to give it too much play here. They've now come out and said the reporter behind the story on Katie Hill, she worked for Republican candidates. Oh, my God, can you imagine that? Her name, Jennifer Van Laar, who I, for transparency purposes, I know her. I've worked on campaigns with her, too. So does this mean anytime that somebody works on a campaign against somebody else, you can never take what they say as truth? She's a writer behind the RedState.com and the Daily Mail stories that included some photos of Representative Katie Hill. She's a longtime GOP consultant, the article says, who has worked for Republican politicians, oh my God, who ran against Hill and was at one point the campaign manager for the California Republican who ran for Hill's seat. She was the campaign manager for California Republican who ran for Hill's seat? I must have missed that race. No, I'm not joking, I'm serious. I know who ran for her seat. So there's, as they say in the real world, lie one. She was not the campaign manager for that. And I believe the writer's writing this, not her. Red State reporting on Hill, which began in early October after Hill's estranged husband began spreading allegations about her on Facebook. Well, we're finding out they're not really allegations anymore. Now are they? And those allegations didn't result in the congresswoman resigning. This person hasn't got anything right yet, and I'm only on the sixth line. It resulted in the congresswoman resigning on Sunday. No, she resigned because the ethics investigation started, and she knew she was in trouble. Go back to yesterday's show, second hour, and lay it all out for you. And I've actually found out there's even more information. The problem is that they're not investigating it anymore, so it's not going to be a big deal, right? So the story says it results in the congresswoman resigning, reporting from Van Laar, our managing editor at Red State, led to the Hill admitting that she had a relationship with the female. So she says she doesn't have one, then she says she does have one. I mean, she needs to make up her mind. Let's start off there. But she denied her husband's allegation that she had an affair with her legislative director, Graham Kelly. Now, while her relationship with the campaign staffer would not violate rules of Congress, which is wrong, not correct, they passed laws last year that changed that, the alleged affair with Kelly became the subject of a House ethics investigation. So here's a question I have before I take the caller. If she had no relationship with Graham Kelly, and the ethics committee was investigating, and it was a good chance that they would clear her because she's clean, why'd she resign? And by the way, this reporter who wrote the letter to Mediate, please do your homework. Why don't you do your homework as to what the legal term for revenge porn is? And you're going to find out that you're wrong. I don't think that you'll care, but you're wrong. Let's go to the phone. David from California. You want to talk about the congressperson. David, you're on the air.
The congress. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. This whole thing is a complete mess. And so she, Jennifer Van Miller, when she was, when she brought up something against the Republican that was in office, she was the darling of the left.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You're right.
Same thing. And now that she's doing something to a Democrat, now all of a sudden she's the most vile thing in the world. So yep. it blows my mind that they can just flip flop based on how they want, on what they want to see done, and they believed her from the moment that she said that she spoke a word with zero evidence, but right. The moment that she shows evidence of this, all of a sudden she's this terrible person.
Yep, it's all alleged, it's all lies, it's all that. But listen, you know, I don't know if you caught the beginning of that, but now you have Assemblyperson Chrissy Smith, who'd be jumping to that seat for the Democrats, or trying to anyhow. She comes out and paints Hill as this wonderful person, this wonderful patriot. I mean, seriously. And now she's come out, Hill has come out and admitted to the relationship, at least with the female, okay? Mm-hmm. And the female in the text messages says she was afraid of Hill. She was afraid of how Hill was going to treat her based on how she was treating Kenny, her husband. But the Assemblyperson Smith, has nothing to say about that. Don't you find that interesting?
Nothing. I find that very interesting. I also find it, and I just think it was a bad move on Chrissy's part to say that she commends her. You know, wait until everything, like, not everything's out yet. I think we're going to be hearing some more about this. I think that's something it's going to prove why she resigned. You know, there's a reason why Nancy Pelosi didn't mince any words when she said what she said about Katie resigning.
Oh yeah.
And she was and Nancy Pelosi was very much saying she needed to resign and she did. Yep. So and Nancy Pelosi is not going to tell one of her little darlings to resign unless there's a good reason for that to happen.
But didn't Katie also say on her way out, she said, she's a fighter, she'll never give up, she's not guilty. Well, listen, Katie, if you're a fighter and you're not guilty, why are you going? Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. I got to go. Got a commercial. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I'm a little happy music with all this garbage going on. You need it. Joe Vasini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, and I'll tell you what, because some of you say, I go, you know, you don't. You never call up both sides. You just say that to make people feel. No. And I'll explain it to you in a second. So we have, again, I was talking about the article that came out, and I guess it's called Mediaite, totally defending Katie Hill and calling out the person who wrote the article, which is Jennifer Van Laar. And she works for, or she is a writer at redstate.com. Now, I think I read 8 sentences, and there were 4 lies in there in the 8 sentences. 4 misinformations, if you would. And she talks about when she went, when Jennifer went to work for, I think it was Red State or what have you. And it's just, again, making it sound like she was a victim, like Hill is the victim. She'd done nothing wrong, which is not true. That in and of itself is a lie. So the resignation, as they say, came after the revenge porn was published. Well, it's not true. Do you know when that came? Remember she said she was going to fight, she was going to stay with it? It came when they found out, when Hill found out, or sorry, I should say, when Pelosi found out that Hill was lying to her. Right? Now, I'm getting this from some of my contacts in D.C. Now, you don't have to believe me, or you can believe me. Frankly, I don't care. Because if you think about it, why would she start fighting on one day, 2 days later, you know, say it's all lies, 2 days later say, well, they weren't all lies, they did have one relationship. And then when the investigation starts on Friday, all of a sudden she's resigning. Why? They found out she was lying. They got more information on her. And I can't wait until the rest of this comes out. And the reason I'm saying that now, again, I was willing to let this go. But the more and more I see people sticking up for her, saying what she did was okay, our potentially next congressperson on the Democrat side calls her a patriot and then says that we don't need liars in there when you had one in there before that you endorsed. And listen, any congressional candidate in the 25th district that wants to come on this show, you're more than welcome. This is my open invitation to you. And every one of you, with the exception, every one of you know who I am and know how to get a hold of me. They went on to say this, oh my God, she worked for the Santa Clarita GOP assembly seat. I got ahead of myself here, okay? But she has also worked for Santa Clarita GOP assembly seat candidate Suzette Valadares. So what? Who announced in the spring that she was actually challenging Hill's seat, but then she dropped out and joined the local race for the assembly seat against Christy Smith. All right? Former Representative Steve Knight also has considered jumping into the race as well. And you know, and you heard in the last segment, the caller said that, well, I had forgotten about this. Because to me, it wasn't a big deal, right? I had forgotten about this. So Jennifer Brand Lara actually put on the table some information that had been text back and forth between her and Assembly Member Dante Acosta. Okay, she accused him of some improprieties or some issues. All right, and they loved her. The Dems jumped on board with her. Good for her. The guts for her to come forward. Why? Because she was going after a GOP leader. This is what I'm talking about. It's a lie. Right? And I think this is hilarious. So when they get what they want, they're willing to run with it. It's always been like that, too. Remember? They loved Sessions, hated Sessions. Loved Comey, hated Comey. Look at all the whole list of people that the Dems have a love-hate relationship with, depending on what's going on at the time. Right? So just because Van Laar, a Republican, worked for Republicans, that means that she cannot write articles. She cannot come against Democrats. If that was the case, most of the Democrat Party, most of the people working for them wouldn't be able to write anything. Now, would they? Now, I could go down a whole list of names of people I know have done this locally, but that wouldn't mean anything to most of you. 855 Real Joe. This is so exciting. There's so much more of this coming up on a regular basis. We may even kick this into the next hour or two a bit. You know? I mean, this is hilarious. Hours after Hill resigned over the weekend, Van Laar took to Twitter to endorse Knight. Well, so what? How is that news? How much at the bottom of the barrel are you scraping to get news out of this? Hill resigns. See, I can't vote for her. Somebody who I just wrote about. Somebody who I didn't like to begin with. Somebody who I never voted for to begin with. I'll vote for Steve Knight. And then they think that's something. They think that's something to write about? My God. They are scraping the bottom of the barrel, aren't they? Throughout Knight's 2018 campaign against Hill, Van Laar wrote numerous articles advocating for and defending the then-Republican lawmaker. Van Laar wrote a series of glowing puff pieces, right? This is the most fake defense piece for Hill and the Democrats. This person who wrote this should get a, I don't know, would they have Emmys or whatever kind of award you get for this, you should get. She ran cover for, ready to this, an openly white nationalist. You mean somebody who cares about the country? Sure. And these people went back in this article, okay? And they just dredged up all the negative garbage. You like that, right? They're quoting Republicans that call Barack Obama, said that he was, you know, promoting the KKK, and some people were quoting Adolf Hitler. That made them all Nazi. I mean, give me a break. Because the Democrats don't do that at all. They're saints. Every time I look at the Democrat Party, don't you see a big group of angels singing the Hallelujah Choir? This is how they're trying to paint themselves. They're going to find out they're so far on the wrong side of this whole issue. It's just going to be amazing to me. All right, a little levity before we finish this. We need a little bit, right? Did you guys know? How many of you binge watch? Raise your hand. Yeah, see, I knew it. A lot of you. Did you guys know that climate change activists are now coming against your binge watching? Netflix is having a chilling impact on the environment, says a new study. I don't know. Now, this is why you can never take these people serious. Right? Climate scientists are railing against streaming TV and movie services. Climate science. Who are these scientists? Give me their names. I want to check them out. Because they have nothing better to do than check you out while you're sitting there binge watching, right? And that's when you watch the same series or TV show or same series all day long. They're railing against streaming TV and movie services, which they're calling a waste of resources at all levels. Research, well, now they're telling you how long you should watch and what you should watch. Funny, they can't tell you who to love and how many to love, but they can tell you how long you can watch and what kind of movies you can watch. Just amazing. Researchers estimate that watching a half-hour show via an on-demand video emits 1.6 kilograms of carbon dioxide into the environment. This is on your handheld device. The equivalent of driving almost 4 miles, according to Maxine Fouhess of the Paris-based nonprofit, The Shift Project. Oh, too close to Shifty Shift. The study reports that while 34% of the traffic goes to streaming services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu, the second leading source comes from web porn. See? It's you porn people! You're killing the environment. Knock it off. The main energy drain comes out of the streaming services server. They contribute about 0.3% of all carbon emissions. Gary Cook of the environmental activist group Greenpeace, where they monitor tech energy footprint. Can you believe that? Somebody's getting paid to sit there and figure out how many people are watching what and how much that's emitting into the air. God bless America. Who says, you know, you from the country that sold you the pet rock, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. The digital videos come in very large file sizes, and they're getting bigger with every day in each new generation, especially those who want the higher definitions. So if you want higher definitions, you're the problem. I'll take mediocre movies. I don't care. More data equates to more energy needed to maintain a system that's ready to stream this video to your device at a moment's notice. Spokesperson for the Center of Expertise for Data Centers, Dale Sardon. He works with the U.S. Department of Energy. He warns that even if our appetite for streaming shows is stagnant during the next 5 or 10 years, there'll still be a need for significant improvement in IT equipment. Andrews Andre of Hawaii Technologies estimates that by 2030, some 4.1% of the global electricity budget will be taken up by streaming videos. 4.1%. Oh, my God. We're done. It's over. And NetStream saw a 53% increase last year in handheld devices streaming their movies. I mean, we're doomed. Either give up Netflix or we're doomed. Isn't Antio Blamos on that board? They have something to do with Netflix, anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. If you're hanging around for the next hour, if your station carries it, you want to grab it on your phone, that's fine, too. Go to therealside.com to figure out how. We're going to keep up with the Dem double standards. I wasn't going to, but listen, we're going to talk about Shifty Shift, we'll talk about Hill, and the rest of them that come to you with a holier-than-thou attitude while they're having a non-holier-than-thou lifestyle. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.